It's been 1 week since the election of Donald Trump to the highest office in the land. The president-elect's campaign included sharp anti-refugee rhetoric. Now, some Idaho refugees are nervous over what comes next. Frankie Barnhill has more.
Julianne Donnelly Sewell heads the Boise office of the International Rescue Committee. A couple of days after last week's polarizing election, she led a training for refugees where she heard concerns about what may happen under Trump's administration.
It's important that we be honest and that we are entering a time of uncertainty, but that we not inflate fears or exaggerate.
Donnelly Sewell says despite their concerns, the organization has not received any threats since the election. Meanwhile, in Twin Falls, the College of Southern Idaho's refugee program has seen an increase in donations from the community since the election. Executive Director Zizi Rasuma says while donations and volunteers are welcome, there's something even more important needed from those concerned about refugees.
The biggest thing that refugees need right now is to have that welcoming atmosphere in the community. And that is the biggest price that refugees in Twin Falls can ask.
Earlier this year, a ballot measure to end the Twin Falls refugee program failed to get enough signatures to go in front of voters. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.